Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Thank you so much for tuning into the Next Chapter Widows Ministry Talk Show, a ministry embracing widows. I would like to read the purpose of our ministry. The Next Chapter Widows Ministry is, this coming year is 17 years old. It's a faith-based support group encouraging widows. And now we are also embracing others who have lost a loved one. But I want to read about, it's the main purpose is for widows, but we embrace others who have lost loved ones as well. This ministry is a faith-based support group encouraging widows and help them heal in the years after the loss of their husband. And what a dramatic and scary feeling a new widow experiences. So many questions, so many premarital counseling never prepared you for a lonely night or a new widow experience. So many questions and so many lonely nights, headaches, and other decisions. It doesn't matter whether the marriage was short or long, the loss was from an illness or unexpected accident. How much money is not in the bank. What matters is that the person that you married, shared secret with, made love with, laughed with, been angry with, a host of other scenarios. The Next Chapter gives widows a unique connection with others who understand why his clothes are still in the closet, his name is still on the bank account, and the grocery shopping is so difficult. Widows are loved. God has a special plan for to care for them, just like it says many places in the Bible. about the fatherless, and also the widows and their orphans. That it's important that we take care of these people. It is special to God, because in 1 Timothy 5:3 says, "Honor widows that are widows indeed." Nearly 7,000 women lose their husbands every year. A widow's touch. Just one second here. My computer just did something here. A widow's touch, a collection of powerful true stories from 20. This is something that if you haven't gotten, you might want to purchase, A Widow's Touch. We have written this book, and it's a collection of 20 or more true stories of widows who will definitely give you comfort in knowing that they're too went through the emotions that you're going through now, and also that they have gotten through it and with the faith and the strength of God to get through it. It allows the readers to find themselves in a character as a widow, the family member, friends, or someone mentioned. Readers can journey with the writer as they share loneliness, frustration, confusion, and victorious comments. A journey of faith dries the tears and turns grief to joy. Get your copy of this book, our book, from Amazon or even Barnes & Noble. The next chapter, I'm reading everything about our ministry that we post online and in the show. The next chapter, we meet on a monthly basis. We enjoy annual getaways. We serve in the community, and we celebrate special occasions. And also we have this talk show available to try to give you some encouragement each week on Tuesday night from 10 to 10:30 p.m. This ministry has been birthed, and it's going on 17 years. And this ministry is there to help you walk through this journey of grief. You don't have to do it alone, because God doesn't want us to do want others to help each other with whatever we might be going through. Might be going to some trials and tribulation or a loss of a loved one, whatever. God doesn't want us to walk this journey alone. He always wants you to, he sends resources and people to you to help you through these different phases of your life. I'm going to talk about tonight about power, divine power. We should claim the divine power in our life. If we are tempted to rely upon only our limited personal power to navigate a challenge in our lives, we should pause to think what it would be like to change a tire by relying solely on muscle power to lift the car. It just won't work. Nor would it be safe. However, if we use the right tools to raise the car or call upon others to help, the task becomes easier. Yet, do we sometimes confront a troubling situation by using our limited human powers instead of relying on our divine heavenly power that we can call upon through prayer? And prayer is power, and it changes things. It doesn't matter how difficult your particular situation may seem. God is the present in times of trouble, of anything. You don't have to just stand back and feel helpless, because you can make the difference through prayer. The power of God that is within us is an inexhaustible resource and can be used to surmount and overcome all of our life challenges, and not some, it's all. We should trust Him and rely upon His divine power to meet life obstacles with calm and confidence. In Ephesians 6:10 says, "Be strong in the Lord and in the strength of His power." In the strength, once again, we're talking about power. We should ask for His divine power in our daily life, because He is able to help us whatever obstacle or situation we might be going through. In Isaiah 40:29 says, "God gives us strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak." In the time of Jesus, widows and orphans were the most disadvantaged members of the society. It seems like in the last, in several of the Sunday school lessons, and I've also heard it one of the ministers speaking about it, about the fatherless and the widows and their orphans. In Scripture 1 Timothy 5:3 says, "Honor widows that are widows indeed." So God is always thinking about His widows, even though that you feel that maybe He might not be thinking about you sometimes. It's in the Bible. It says to take care of the widows and their orphans, their children. Going back to what it says as far as widows and orphans were the most disadvantaged members of the society. They were essential powerless in a culture where women were not valued except through their husbands. Jesus made it very clear. Just one second, this computer keeps... Okay. Made it very clear that they were to be treated, that you were to be treated kindly, with respect and taken care of. He raised them from their less than nothing status to full acceptance in the body of the believer. You are never powerless when you belong to Him. That's our Heavenly Father. So you are not powerless. Many of you are stronger than the thing that you think that you are, because you are here tonight in 2020. You made it through 2019 with all of the crying, tears are flowing down your face, getting mad with the world, so many emotions when you're reminded of your loved one, asking God again and again, why did you let them go so soon? Did you leave these feelings back in 2019, or you decided to bring them with you in 2020? If you made a New Year's resolution, try this. Lord, I don't want these feelings to come with me in the year of 2020. Help me to remember what you said in Ephesians 6:10. It won't be easy, but yes, you can do this. In Philippians 4:13, it says, "I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me." So you have the strength and the power to begin a new thing in this year of 2020. Ask God for the faith
and the strength and also the divine power to get you through this year better than what you experienced in 2019. I want you also to go back and think about some of the emotions and things that you went through in 2019. And after you think about all those different things, I want you, each time you think of one, delete, say delete. Keep deleting it. And say, Lord, I don't want this burden or this to be on my shoulder as I am going through the year of 2020. Give me the strength and the will and the power to overcome these obstacles, these feelings, these emotions as I walk through this journey that I'm going through. Yes, you are still going through the journey of grief. You're going to always go back and feel different emotions and everything, but just keep going forward and knowing that you are not going to experience the same thing that you felt in 2019. You're going to ask for that power that you need to get through it. Once again, Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. And Proverbs 18:10, in the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous runs to it and are safe. Feel safe in 2020 that God is walking with you. There's a statement written from this man. Waiting with the hope is very difficult, but true patience is expressed when we must wait for hope. I will have reached the point of greatness. Strength once I have learned to wait for hope. In Psalms 31:24, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart. All you who hope in the Lord, you must continue to hope in the Lord. He will get you through these days that you, when you are down and out, and like I say, you're going to go back and you're going to go through those feelings again. But delete it. Keep deleting it and going forward, asking God for that divine power that he can give us to get through this year. Also, I want to read what Jesus says. Learn to live from a place of resting in me. Since I, the Prince of Peace, am both with and with you, you can choose to live from this place of peaceful union with me. This enables you to stay calm in the midst of stressful situations by re-entering yourself in me. We can deal with your problems together. Once again, he's letting you know that you're not alone. You don't have to walk this walk alone. You and I, there is no need to panic. However, the more difficult your situation, the more tempting it is for you to shift into high gear and forget my peaceful presence. Yes, sometimes we lose hope in God and also that his presence is there when we go through these difficult circumstances, and which is, you're human, it's normal, but he's telling you, as soon as you realize you have wandered from your place of peaceful, return to me immediately. Delete, delete, delete. Call upon my name for this reconnection. Reconnect you with me and help you feel safe. You can always feel safe with God. Don't be discouraged how often you wander from me. You are endeavoring to form a new habit. a new habit going into 2020. And this takes time plus persistent effort. It's not easy, but keep trying. Don't give up. The rewards, though, are well worth your effort. It is well worth your effort. The more you return to me, that's what Jesus is saying, to our resting place, the more peaceful and joyful your life will be. You will have joy. Joy again. I know you said, how can I have joy? I don't have my loving loved one there with me anymore. Yes, you can. You can have joy again. It takes time, but you will get there. Because at this time in my life, I can really see the joy in my life. So don't give up. Ask God for help and also to give you that divine power that you need to get through this time in your life. Ephesians 6:10 says, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his power, because he has the almighty power that we need to get through each situation in our lives. Now, I need some help from my callers. I need some volunteers. I need some of you to call me on my cell. I'm gonna call my cell phone number. I need you to volunteer and to come on the air. You don't have to be on the line. You don't even have to, if you don't want me to call your name. No one can see your face. So just knowing that, no one's going to see, watch you while you're talking. I need some of you to call me and volunteer for next week, Tuesday. In the last 3 months, where is your faith, your belief, and trust in God as you go into the year of 2020? I need you to call me and volunteer. You don't have to talk long, 2 minutes or whatever. I do want to ask a question of you, and if you call me, I'll prepare you with a question I will ask. In the last 3 months, where is your faith, belief, and trust in God as you go into the year of 2020. I need you to call in. My cell number is 404-680-4725. 404-680-4725. And you know one thing, when you give your testimony regarding this question that I'm asking you to talk about next Tuesday, you're going to be helping someone else. So going into this year, knowing that you just not want to think about yourself, try thinking about someone else and what someone else is going to get from your testimony. And maybe something that you're doing that they might want to try. So I need your support. And calling me on my cell this week and telling me, but I need you to call me in the next 2 days, because I need to prepare the time, number of people that's going to call, and also how many people, you know, to make sure I have enough time for you to speak in this 30 minutes. 30 minutes goes by fast. So I need your help. So I'm writing down some numbers that I see on the air. And I hope that you will call me and help me out next week.
because your testimony will be a blessing to someone else. Just knowing that God works through us to help others. Just like you listen to your pastor or different messages, sermons or whatever, there's a message in there for everybody. So it's just knowing that there's a message that you can relate to others that will help them and maybe give them ideas what they should do. Or they didn't think about what you said. They didn't think about using that for themselves. And I also will answer that question as well next week for myself. So help me out. I am. That is all I have tonight. I want to remind you that this coming Saturday, we are having our first meeting of the year at my home from 9 to 11 a.m. We will have continental breakfast served and hope that you will be there. I know it's supposed to rain. It's been raining all week. But I hope that you will press through that storm. I hope it's not storming. But if it's raining, I hope that you will still come out just for a little while. And we are giving out our calendar of events. That's every month we are doing different things. And you'll be able to get one of those calendars. The other thing is we are planning a cruise for this year. I will have information regarding that cruise on this coming Saturday. And I will be able to tell you, get an idea as far as our first payment and how many payments and when the date and the month and all of that, all the details regarding cruise this year. So please come to the meeting so you can get that information and enjoy fellowship with others, sharing. And like I say, our meeting is not all about crying. We have a pretty nice meeting. I do a spiritual inspiration. We meet each other, greet each other, and you share your journey if you want to. We don't press nobody for nothing. And we have a nice continental breakfast. So we have, and then you're going to be giving those materials that you need for the ministry, letting you know what we're going to be doing throughout the year, and also inviting others as well. So that is all I have for tonight. Be blessed and have a great week. Stay dry. And at least we on Friday, we're going to have some no rain on Friday. So whatever you got to do, you better maybe want to do it on Friday because it starts all over again on Saturday. But it's better than the snow and the tornadoes and the stuff that's happening all over the country. Be blessed and have a great week. Tune in again at 10:30 p.m. Happy moments, praise God. Difficult moments, seek God. Quiet moments, worship God. Painful moments, trust God. Every moment, thank God. Good night.
For favor, this is my season to reap what I have sown. This is my season for grace, for favor. But I sure been faithful. See, God's got a purpose, yes, and I know He's able. I've got. that he's blessing. No more stressing. I've got a seed in the ground. Now I'm knowing and it's showing.
Come on, open your mouth, say, I've got a seed.